Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by our Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and been a busy week for you.
It has.
But you know what? Hey, we're here on a Friday, so that's, you know, I guess heading into a weekend is nice.
Yes.
So yeah, let's just, I mean, there's been a lot going on. Obviously, you finished up the Big Boom Bracket Battle on Tuesday. We did the Radio Pie Auction here at the radio station Wednesday. Also that afternoon had the job fair. So yeah, let's just kind of maybe recap it. But yeah, let's start off with the Big Boom Bracket Battle. Tell us who won and how everything with that went.
Yeah, so we had what turned out to be a record year for the Big Boom Bracket Battle. In total, just over $7,000 donated over those 4 weeks of head-to-head competition with the bracket. So started off with the elimination round down to the 16, 8, 4, and then finally the 2. And so it was really interesting that we had just $20 up until that last 24 hours. And then the donations just started pouring in, especially in that last hour and down to the last minute. So it was very exciting. More than $1,000 raised for Alex Lott, and then just shy of $1,000 for Yvette Dreho. So it was just a great competition, really fun to see the enthusiasm from the community. A big thank you to everyone involved for all of that. And like I said, more than 7,000 total raised in 4 weeks with the Big Boom Bracket Battle. And the grand finale of that with the pie in the face for Alex Lott will come Monday at 3:30. We'll do a Facebook Live, so even if you can't join us in person, still two to be determined based on schedules and things, but we are planning on going live 3:30, having a pie donated by Fairway, nice cream pie with lots of stuff to put in his face, and then his kiddo is going to do the honors. So really looking forward to that. It's just kind of a fun way to finish things off and quite a prize. We have a traveling trophy and, of course, bragging rights to go with it. So very fun to have that all wrapped up and a great kickoff to this year's fireworks drive for sure. And so then that was Tuesday, and then Wednesday morning we had the radio pie auction, another great turnout. Didn't know what to expect just with having, you know, come off the Big Boom Bracket Battle and other things going on, but we're very pleased with the turnout. So just shy of that $7,000 raised with the radio pie auction in like 90 minutes. So sometimes it goes for 2 hours, but within 90 minutes, that's a lot raised. So 4 weeks versus 90 minutes. I mean, it's all just a lot. So we had 20 bakers donate pies, cakes, cheesecakes, other desserts, even a chicken pot pie made to order. Yep. So we can get really creative with all of that. So a big thank you to all of our bakers, the businesses that donated or sponsored those pies to be donated, and then also the winning bidders. Even if you didn't win, it was a, you know, thank you to help upbid, right?
Yes.
And so we had the largest one ticket item, 600 and 575. Both of those were the bidder's choice to be baked by Angie Peterson at the Hotel Pat T. Thanks to Raccoon Valley Bank for coordinating that and donating that. And so very thankful for all of that. And then even a strawberry cream pie. So, I mean, quite the variety of things donated, all looked delicious, and just thankful for another successful year. A big thank you to the radio station, our auctioneer, and everyone a part of it.
Yeah, no, I was absolutely salivating at the mouth just looking at all the...
They look so good.
Yeah, they did. And you know what? I apologize. I took your peach pie.
Was it good, though?
It was good. And actually, I've saved some for you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, yes. So, you know, it didn't all... Yeah, I'm not that cruel.
Yeah, so I did win a pie, but then I gave it to you so that you could share it with your fiance. That
yeah,
was great.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, anyway, yeah, no, I'm glad that all went well. Again, so we'll have the pie in the face coming up, like you said, mm-hmm. this Monday at 3:30. So be on the lookout for that. Looking forward to watching the Facebook Live of seeing Alex get pied in the face. And then also, obviously, on Wednesday that afternoon, you held the first in a series of job fairs. And so what was the turnout like? Mm-hmm. And then kind of...
Yeah, so we really weren't sure what all to expect, just knowing kind of a short turnaround, getting the word out there. We knew it would be a smaller group of employers coming together. So, you know, whether people would be excited about that or not. So we had a great turnout of local employers, about a dozen local employers able to set up at the Hotel Pat T and Towncraft. And then we had a few other non-local businesses, but very small percentage out of the more than 100 people that reached out to us wanting to be a part of it, but intentionally keeping it small so that we can kind of manage that and kind of help facilitate those individual connections instead of that mass exodus that we're in the balance of right now. And so a great turnout overall. Within that first half hour was probably the biggest crowd. but the first full hour, and then it kind of slowed down from there. But the only number that I have is 150 for the registration for people that actually took the time to check in and provide some information. But my guess would be well over 300 total of people coming throughout the day. People were coming and going and lingering quite a bit, and having the two locations, you know, people were going back and forth. So overall, I think it just showed for us, the Chamber, the City, Perry Economic Development, and DMAC, it showed that we're working together and we're here to support our community, our businesses, the workforce, and all of the employers to help make those connections. And so we all pulled together to have this first of several series take place. We had a number of resources available as well, so people could connect in different ways with things that they needed. And then this is just the start to be that support system. We'll plan another one in May, tentatively May 16th, and working closely with Iowa Workforce Development to continue to offer a job fair series and a larger space to be able to invite more employers next time. But we're very pleased with the turnout and how everything came together. We had a great turnout of volunteers that speak Spanish, and so it was just nice to be able to provide that service. We're going to work harder next time to have more French speakers. And so just something that we're learning as we go to best support our community, and looking forward to what that looks like.
Well, I mean, man, that's speaking to the diversity of Perry.
Yes.
It's great to hear. Thank you for shedding the details about that. Now, can you kind of just talk about what's upcoming for the Chamber? Because it never stops.
There's always something coming up, right?
So exactly.
We had a busy week, and then we're looking ahead 2 days next week, back to back. We've got a couple activities. We have a ribbon cutting at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday. That'll be at Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Cremation Services. And so we will be officially welcoming them into the community. They've been around for a couple months now, but just now getting a chance to, the weather's a little bit nicer. Things have settled down a little bit. So officially welcoming them to the Perry Chamber Network and the community. The ribbon cutting next Thursday, 8:30. All welcome to attend to show their support and welcome to that business. And then the very next day will be Chamber Coffee at Perry Lutheran Homes at 8 a.m. So always the second Friday of the month, we have Chamber Coffee.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah, I know. That's wow. It just here's another one, right? I mean, the months are going by so fast. Quickly. And then towards the end of the month, you've kind of had to readjust it this year with everything going on, but you'll have your annual dinner coming up.
Yes. So it's worked out in our favor just with everything going on to have made that decision to push it back. Sometimes it's the first Tuesday of the month and thinking back, wow, that would have been a lot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm glad to say that we are hosting our annual dinner at the last Tuesday of the month, April 30th. And this is an opportunity for all of our chamber members to come together, celebrate the successes of the last year, and look ahead to what the next year brings. So we do have two annual awards that we will be honoring, the Volunteer of the Year Award and the Business of the Year. So we do have those nominations out right now. I believe we're asking nominations to come in by Friday the 19th. So somewhere in there, asking for anyone in the community to nominate who they would like to honor for the 2023 Business of the Year and Volunteer of the Year. So just kind of a nice ceremony to give thanks, recognize those that even have been nominated, and then come together to celebrate being a strong community and the great things that we have going on with the Chamber Annual Dinner.
Where is that one hosted?
This will be at La Poste. So a lot of our Chamber champions will have free tickets, and any other Chamber members can join us. Just $35, and that covers dinner and helps support the annual dinner in total with the awards and everything.
Okay, awesome. Make sure you mark that down for April 30th. That's going to be here before we know it.
It will.
Well, thank you for stopping in. Again, that is our Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.